Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alivia. I'm Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. But before we open with prayer, I would please like to remind you to please put your phone on mute. Thank you so much. If you could please bow your head in prayer. Dear God, thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning. We continue to ask for peace during this unknown time. Allow us to see the light when there is so much despair, depression, and stress. Continue to cover us with your blessings. We don't understand, but you do. Our faith is all we have at this time, and we ask that you honor that. Love you, and we'll continue to pray and follow your leadership. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. This is our time for concerns, affirmation, celebrations. I just want to welcome everybody this morning. I'm so happy that everyone is here, open and ready to receive a wonderful message. Our concerns, we're continuing to pray for the healing and health for Tony Bass, who is currently in the hospital. Kaniqua James, who is recovering from a bone marrow transplant. She is back home, and we are happy to hear that. Also, we want to continue to pray for Michaela, who is in Jamaica. Also, Tia, who is Gwenelle's niece, and Glendora's cousin, who's been diagnosed with COVID-19, and all who have been diagnosed with this disease. We also want to pray for those who've made their transitions from this life because of COVID-19 and comfort those who are grieving. God's favor and God's miracles. We also affirm Minister Darrell for a year and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. We also want to affirm our ministry leadership team, which is Reverend Alethea, Deacon Charles, Minister Darrell, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agnita, and Stacy, the church administrator, for their commitment to serve. So we praise God that we do have celebrations, even during a time like this. And always remember, there are celebrations. So in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means that we're following Jesus in all the ways we can. I ask in prayer, we continue to hold on to our faith and continue to follow, and God will continue to show us the way. Our Bible study, which is very successful, is at 7 p.m. on the same radio, Blog Talk Radio program. Also, March birthday, Isabel James, she turned 6 years old. March 16th, Wendy Miner. March 18th, Dr. Pat. Today, March 22nd, Chance Hill, he turns 5 years old. Also, our announcements, remember to bring your own Bible. Make sure you have your Bible present, your notebooks, pens, and also that you are sending this link, inviting friends to join us on our radio program for Sundays. At this time, I will open. If anyone has any concerns, affirmations, or celebrations, you may unmute at this time. Okay. Well, in that case, I will welcome Minister Darrell. If you could give our prayer of comfort, please.
Good morning. God bless all of us here today, joining together, amen, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has promised us that when we gather together in his name, that he will be in our midst. Hallelujah. Lord, we do thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the privilege. Hallelujah. And the opportunity to gather together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we lift up those prayers, oh God, hallelujah, that were spoken, oh God, by our dear sister Avia, oh God, Deacon Avia. Lord, we thank you for every name that was mentioned and the prayer request that was mentioned, oh God. And we pray even those, Heavenly Father, that maybe didn't voice the prayer request, but you know the thoughts and the meditations of the heart. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift them up to you, God. We lift up those that are infirmed to you, O God, knowing that you're able to touch, hallelujah, and heal. We thank you for healing already in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Kaniqua, O God. We thank you for Isabel, who's turned. We thank you for Chance, oh God. We bless your name, and we rejoice in you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those names that were mentioned here, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we bless and we praise your holy name, oh God, because our faith and our trust, hallelujah, is not in ourselves, but it's in you and in your holy word. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this radio, blog talk radio, where we have an opportunity to hear and to communicate your holy word and the love of your spirit, oh God. We just praise you. We thank you that we are encouraged and not discouraged because you give us the ability to be that. Hallelujah. And we just bless and we praise your holy name. Thank you for what you're doing. Have your way. God, we thank you. We are encouraged as we look to you and not discouraged. Hallelujah. Because you're greater, hallelujah, than the weapons that are formed down here on earth. God, we bless you. We praise your holy name, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Darrell. We will now hear the message from our very own Reverend Alethea Smith Withers.
Praise God this morning. You know, we serve a good God. God who is with us in all times.
Praise you, Lord. be flowing from my heart.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And I want to ask you today if gratefulness is flowing from your heart. Gratefulness is flowing from my heart to your heart. We are given every day another opportunity to say thank you, Lord. And I pray that everyone who was listening this morning was praising the Lord and shouting just a little bit. Reasons for great thanksgiving. Little chance, as Deacon Avia said, today is his birthday. He is all of 5 years old. Here at the Pavilion of God, you know, we celebrate our children and we thank God for the lessons they teach us, the lessons of gratefulness, the lessons of love, the lessons of joy. Hallelujah. So we are thankful for all of our young people, our very young people, our young adults, and all of the members of the Pavilion of God and the many who love this congregation, which is blessed in so many ways. You know, a couple of years ago was our year of miracles, and we claimed it as a year of miracles, not just for a form of fashion, but because we experienced miracles. And last year was a year of favor. We have come to know and understand that we as children of God can embrace the favor of God. And each of us can experience God's favor in our lives. And in such a time as this, you know, we need the favor of God. Amen. And it's a blessing to hear that Kaniqua James is home from the hospital. And we continue to pray for Tony Bass, who is in the hospital. And as we are going through these times, please, beloved, don't miss the cherry blossoms on the trees in this community, this metropolitan community, and the daffodils as they're coming up for Cynthia, all of God's blessings for which we should be thankful. Amen. Amen. I want to offer the scripture lesson this morning, and for those of you who have Bibles in your hand, or at least please write these scriptures down so that you can read later and even reflect on the scripture lesson this morning. It's found in Genesis, the 37th chapter, verses 18 through 24, and verses 26 to 28. It reads thus: Joseph's brothers saw him from afar, and before he came near to them, they conspired against him to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we will say that a fierce animal has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dreams." But Reuben heard it, and he rescued him out of their hand, saying, "Let us not take his life." And Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hand to restore him to his father." So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors that he wore, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then Judah, whose name means praise, said to his brothers, "What profit is it that we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers listened to Judah. Then the Midianite traders passed by, and they drew Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. Amen. May God add a blessing to the hearing and full understanding of God's most holy word. Beloved, let us pray. God, you speak to us through the wind. You speak to us through your touch. You speak to us through our sisters and brothers. Right now, oh God, we ask that you speak to us through your holy word. Speak to us and help our understanding, oh God. Touch our hearts, so that we might yield to your command. This is our prayer, and we ask it faithfully in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, today I want you to know that I'm inviting all of us to look at the lessons that are provided in the 37th chapter of Genesis. It's a chapter that focuses on Joseph's dreams. So let me remind you who Joseph was. In the Old Testament, Joseph was the son of the patriarch Jacob and his wife Rachel. Jacob's name became synonymous with all of Israel. Joseph was eventually even equated with all the tribes that make up the northern kingdom. Joseph, the son of the patriarch Jacob, had a dream. Now, we all have had dreams before, but Jacob had a dream that wasn't an ordinary dream. This was a God-given dream, a dream that one day his family would bow down before him. Imagine having a dream like that, that your family would bow down before you. That's a dream that would make most of us wake up. Joseph told his brothers about the dream, in which they were bowing down before him. You have to know that his brothers were far from pleased about Joseph's dream. In fact, the Bible says they became filled with hatred toward Joseph. Their hatred became so great that they grabbed Joseph and they threw him into a pit. And their intention wasn't to annoy Joseph, it was to destroy Joseph. You know, we have to be aware of what our intentions are. You know, without a doubt, they intended for Joseph to die. In their minds, it was a pit without promise. But as his brothers were having lunch one day, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites passing by, and the Ishmaelites were the descendants of Ishmael, the elder son of Abraham, and the descendants of 12 sons and princes of Ishmael. So one of Joseph's brothers, named Judah, said, "Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites as a slave." Remember that. Now remember, it was Judah who said, "Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites." "Don't let Joseph die," Judah said. "Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites as a slave." So Joseph went from being in a pit without promise to being a slave, which saved Joseph's life. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes terrible things save your life. God surprises us. What was meant for Joseph's harm became Joseph's way of escape. Amen. Think about that. What was meant for Joseph's harm, being a slave, became Joseph's way of escape. Won't you look at God? Almighty God used Joseph's brother Judah to teach us a surprising lesson. You see, the name Judah means praise. God was showing us that praise protects the dream. Judah protected Joseph's dream. The other brothers wanted to take Joseph's life, but praise, named Judah, embodied as Judah, rose up and protected Joseph. Praise changed the opposition's mind. Praise pushed back the forces of darkness. You see, the dreams that God has put in you are not going to come to pass without some type of opposition. We just have to face it. You know, we have a dream to accomplish one thing or another thing, and we often have a specific timing on our dream, a specific way that our dream is to be lived out. But the opposition comes not just to Joseph, it comes into all of our lives. Sometimes the opposition can be self-doubt, or criticism from others. Sometimes the opposition can even be well-intentioned warnings of families and friends. You know how our families get nervous when we have an idea. They're going to say, are you prepared for this? Can you afford this? How do you know what's going to happen? Don't get so invested in this or that. And, you know, it's only a dream. You need to do something else. There will be times when you're doing the right thing, the creative thing, the brilliant thing, but the wrong thing happens. So I'm saying, beloved, don't get bitter. Get better. Get a better understanding that challenge is only a part of God's divine plan. God has ways. God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are higher than our ways. Amen? You know, our own Janisha was doing the right thing, the creative thing, the brilliant thing, the inspired thing when she and her partner started a new restaurant. Amen. We have someone, Janisha, in our congregation who started a restaurant in Owens Mills, Maryland. It's called Pan Plano. She started this restaurant just a couple of months ago, and then after launching it, the coronavirus showed up, and they fell into a pit of frustration. If you want a business to slow down, try a pandemic. But Janisha and her partner aren't bitter. They're committed to getting better in spite of the would-be coronavirus pit. You see, Janisha has seen dark days before. Her hopes have been dashed before. She's seen life take unexpected turns before. Janisha has been in a pit before, but she praised God from the pit. Yes, she knows that praise brought her out. You know, when you're tempted to get sour and start complaining, when the darkness that surrounds you causes you to close your eyes and harden your heart, then a would-be pit stop can become a chain that holds you in the pit. It can become a trap, and you can get locked out. A would-be pit can stop you from becoming who God wants you to be. You have to wake up the Judah inside of you. Yes, the praise in your soul. You have to shake up the praise in your soul so that you can walk on into your divine destiny. When you're in a pit, don't complain. Turn up your praise. Praise, beloved, is in you. Don't wait to be rescued by a white knight. Praise is in you, and your praise will rescue you. When you praise from the pit of your despair, and we've all been there, amen? We've all been in those places of despair. I want you to expect a divine surprise. Trust favor of God that surrounds you, and the favor of God will cheer you. You don't have to ask somebody to come and cheer you. Don't you know that when you're praising God, God will cheer you and give you hope, even in the pit. Praise is in you. I want you to wake up the Judah spirit, that praise spirit, and start thanking God that he's turning things around. You know, we can't see God's hand sometimes when we're in the darkness, but I want to assure you that praise is in you. Remember, it's easy to give God praise when things are going right. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't take much faith to say praise God on a sunny day when everything is well, when you have money in your hand and food in your refrigerator. But what about the times when you don't get the job that you've been seeking, when relationships end, or when your loved one succumbs to an addiction? What about the times when business slows down, or somebody does you wrong, or when the medical report says you're not going to get better? And what about the times when you're advised or ordered to shelter in place? We all have times where we feel we're in the pit that seems to offer no promise, that seems to say no way out. That's where we are so many times in our lives around, and we can't see a way out. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to disregard the divine wisdom and to forget who you are in Christ. That's what we studied about in Bible study this week. We forget to recognize and remember who we are in Christ. It's easy to ignore the divine whispers in the wind, or even to deny the hand of God that awakens us and enables us to come to ourselves. That's what God did with the prodigal son. God awakened him and enabled him to come to himself. You see, he was in a pit. Remember, beloved, praise is what breaks bondages, and praise activates God's favor even when you're in a pit. Remember, God's favor will activate your praise even when you're in a pit. Don't wait to break your addiction or wait for your bank account to become not be overdrawn. Don't wait. Praise God from the pit. Don't wait for your relationship to be restored or your heartbreak to mend. Praise God while you're in the pit of pain. This ought to be touching somebody today, the pit of loss or despair. I want you to praise God when you're in that pit of loss or despair. Praise God in the midst of your misery and fear and disappointment. Praise is what causes things to turn around. Don't wait till you get out of the pit. Praise God from the pit. Praise the Lord in spite of what hasn't worked out. Praise God in spite of your loss, your health challenges, your fear, depression, your anxiety. Praise God despite the bill collectors knocking at your door, yesterday's wounds or today's confusion. Thank you, Janisha, for being a living testimony of praise from the pit. Thank you, Gwinnell, for your living testimony. Thank you, Kaniko, for your living testimony of praise. Thank you, members of the Pavilion of God, for your living testimony of praise. Thank you, worshipers who are listening in this morning, for your praise of thanksgiving. We want to thank you for praising God while you're in the pit. In the saving name of Jesus, I invite you to praise God in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of COVID-19. No matter what name is given as oppression, I want you to praise God in the midst of the challenge. Praise God in the midst of this 2020 pandemic. Today, this pandemic is causing people to panic. It's causing people to deny the wisdom of the Lord. You see, the pandemic is causing pastors to step away from their pulpit and church doors to close. It's causing schools to close and businesses to shut down. It's causing the people of God to distance themselves from one another, and some to fall ill and others to transition from the flesh. Have mercy, Lord. Yes, this pandemic is causing some to despair and some to forget who they are, some to turn away from the power and the promises of God. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, not even COVID-19. Hallelujah. We are built to break the chains that would bind us, beloved. We are built that way. Hey, that's just how God made us. But we have to trust that no lockdown can shut out the Spirit of the Lord. Promises. God promises. He didn't just casually say, God promises his people a way of escape. After all, Jesus escaped a would-be grave. Jesus walked through locked doors, and he rose from heaven to earth, our souls to save. We can praise the Lord for any pit. Now, I want you to know, you can, if you're in a pit of despair, anguish of any kind, don't wait. We are called to praise God in the midst of the pit, in the midst of the pandemic. Don't wait for the pandemic to end. Praise God from the pit of this pandemic. Last week, the message was to break the chains that bind us by being a gap filler. Hallelujah. We need to step and fill the gap. Today, I'm asking you to break the chains by praising God from the pit. The Word of God says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he will rise again. The Word says, I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Word of God says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. Hallelujah. Yes, praise God from the pit. And all the pits, and any pit, don't let a would-be lack or limitation defeat your faith. Defeat the power of God that is in you, the power of God that is with you and through you and for you. Don't let a would-be pit of lack or limitation silence your praise. I ask you, Lord, to praise God from the pit. You see, praise got Joseph out of the pit, and praise will get you. Praise will get me. Praise will get all of us out of the pit, too. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah! This morning, we need to praise God in the pit.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that message. Thank you, God, for using Reverend Alethea to deliver that message this morning. Now is the time for our offering, and Minister Lean will give us the offering prayer. Minister Helene, are you there? Well,
she's
that is quite all right.
Unmute. Just give her 1 second and see if she can unmute her phone.
Okay. Well, that is okay. I can lead this prayer this morning. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all of my tithes and offerings.
I
choose to receive.
I'm going to only, you know why? I'm pausing you. Thank you. Because I know Helene is frustrated because I had silenced her phone and she's not able to speak. Minister Helene, are you there? Minister Helene, are you there? Okay, go ahead, Deacon Avia. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. So I will start this from the beginning. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all of my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 You know, I thank you for that prayer, Deacon Avia, because we are giving, even though we're not
physically in a church building. We're in a church without walls, and that's what the church truly is at all times. We are a church without walls. We are the place that God has opened for us, and we want to continue to give. We're continuing to serve. The Pavilion of God is serving in our multitude of ways, not only through our Sunday worship, but with Bible study. And we're reaching out to those in need, and there are so many in need. And so we just want to continue the service and work of the Lord. And one of the things, and I thank God for that prayer, because giving is an expression of worship. Amen. Giving is one of the multitudes of ways that we worship. And I want to thank God for those who are faithfully giving, even through this time of being in a pit. We're praising God when we give. Amen. And there are several ways to give. We can give through PayPal, the Pavilion of God .baptist@gmail.com. You can use Cash App, and it's simply Pavilion of God for Cash App. All one word. Send your checks and gifts to 7221 Paper Bark, that's PAPERBARK, Terrace in Laurel, Maryland. And I just want to take this moment to thank those who are giving generously and lovingly through this time of worshiping in a different way. Worship starts in our hearts. Amen. Starts in our hearts, and then we live it out in so many powerful ways. There are those who are standing in need of prayer. We have a powerful prayer line on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 noon, where you can come and share your prayers for those, and there are many, even touching our congregation now. Sister Glendora is praying for a family member who has been diagnosed with coronavirus. It is knocking at our doors, and we need to know how to respond by being the church of God, by being the body of Christ. Amen. We don't stop giving. We don't stop serving. We don't stop praying. We continue to live out the commands of the Lord. Amen. I want to apologize. I had a number of people on silence, and I hope that I didn't have Minister Helene on mute. It's to be able to work this board and worship at the same time. So I apologize, and I want to take a moment if anyone wants to share a prayer concern. Everybody is off mute now, and if you were frustrated before, I apologize in the name of Jesus. But if you have a something you'd like to share before the benediction, please share.
Good morning. This is Baba Charles. I really appreciated the words of inspiration, the words of hope, God's word, and the blessings that we find therein. I just wanted to remind us all that today is the day that the Congress is meeting with representatives of the White House to discuss step three in providing support to those who are without. Historically, we've been a country that have awarded those, the billionaires, the multimillionaires, and it has touched my heart to ask, you know, each of us to reach out to our congressional representatives and ask them and pray that they remember those who are less fortunate in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I mean, thank you very much, Deacon Charles, for those comments. You know, we ask for justice because we are Christians. It is not outside of our responsibility to stand up for those who cannot easily stand up for themselves. Our voices are needed. Pick up your phone, call your representative, and share your passion for justice today, this week. Make that phone call and serve the Lord in a way that will mete out justice to the people of God. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you, Deacon Withers. Anyone else? Your phone is available for you to speak. So just take your phone off mute if you're going to share something, and do so, because we are a church that shares openly.
Good morning.
Okay, hearing.
Sister Brother.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Brother Darrell. I just wanted to echo what Baba Charles was saying. I think it's such a wonderful and good idea to look in on our fellow neighbor, you know, in this, you know, as servants of the Lord and as people of faith, we have been given a by his power and indomitable spirit, his Holy
Glory.
Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And with that, we can look in on others and see if our fellow person around us is doing okay, or if it's something that we can do, amen, to be a blessing and an encouragement to them. It's always such a wonderful blessing to hear the word of God and to feel the spirit of the living God. And so with that strength, encouragement, by his holy grace, we can be an encouragement to others. And amen, we should take an opportunity to do that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's thank you, Minister Darrell, for that encouragement. The truth is, you know, when you serve others, you are actually, especially in times like this, that is a praise from the pit. Because the pit is shutting you down. It's saying, don't act, don't speak out, don't have hope. It is saying, I am in control, but I know a God that is in control. So, yes, reach out to your neighbors, those who may be in need. You know, we have the miracle of telephone today. Hallelujah. We can easily call someone. If you have any doubt about going out, pick up your phone, call, send a text message. You know, there are many ways to reach beyond your door and connect with those others that are around you, those who stand in need. And don't you know you can even pray? Hallelujah. So if all hearts and minds are satisfied, unless there's one, I'll wait a minute in case anyone else has something to share. Oh, God, we just thank you for this day, for the love and the power. We thank you for your reminder that your word should not just simply be in our hands where we read, but we must hold your word in our heart. Enable us, O Lord, to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
So we
praise Zion the calm.
So we lift him up. So we lift him up.
Oh my. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Hey, I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh, my.
Again,
Lord,
I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing, let me sing.
More music at PraiseZion.com.